And now, I'd like to show my love by making for you a Quebec pizza.
What's that?
Pop-Tart with the ketchup. She's good.
Daniel Palmer, San Antonio, Texas.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Ba-da-da-da-da.
It's showtime.
This is Old School at the Movies, episode 124 for June 25th, 2015. Old School at the Movies is brought to you by the brand new TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. Check out some great shows like The Spanish Announce Table, Anything Goes, and The Fraud Cast, which is no longer on the network. Welcome back to Old School at the Movies, your one-stop shop for all your movie-related news. I'm your host, Mr. Old School. Before I can get to the panel this week, let's get into the contact information. OldSchoolMovies.net is a site where you can listen, download, and subscribe to the podcast. If you want to get in touch with us directly, don't be shy. OldSchoolMovies2 at gmail.com. You can tweet us at oldmovies.net. That's oldmovies, D-O-T-net, hashtag O-S-A-T-M. So without further ado, let's get into our panel for this week. 99 episodes in a row, Mr. Heavyset.
Thank you for the French, Mr. Steen.
Yeah. We've got Carnage.
What's up?
And we've got Kev Botrek.
Howdy.
Let's get into the news for this week.
I'm Bruce Nolan for Eyewitness News. Back to you, fuckers.
What do we got, Heavy?
But how about the announcement of the new Spider-Man?
Actor Tim Holland has been cast as the next live-action Spider-Man. Holland is a 19-year-old English actor who was born in Kingston, Upper Thames, United Kingdom. He is best known for playing the lead role in Billy Elliot the Musical at the Victoria Place Theatre, London, and for starring in the movie The Impossible. He also played Gregory Cornwell in the Wolf Hall TV miniseries. I have never heard of this guy. He looks the part, definitely, and as most English, British actors, they can totally pull off the American accent with a little bit of training. I mean, I'd have to research this guy a bit more, but he definitely looks the part. Heavy, let's get your thoughts.
I mean, obviously, I've said before, I'm not a big Spider-Man fan, but I like that they went with this young of an actor. I don't think Tobey Maguire or Andrew Garfield is his name, right?
Yeah, I think they were late 20s, early 30s.
Yeah, so we're actually like getting a teenager to play a, get this, wait for it, teenager.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow. So I think this is gonna be very interesting, and I'm curious to see where they go with Spider-Man. Obviously, we'll probably see him first in, I think, what, probably Civil War, maybe.
That's what I'm understanding. That's the plan. Yeah.
So hey, that's the biggest news going on right now.
Weren't they supposed to cast a black actor for that? Because the newer comics have a black Spider-Man?
Yeah, they were originally supposed to go with, I think his name is Miles Morales' character. Half black, half Hispanic. They had a couple people lined up. I think it was like two or three they had in mind to pick him. But that was, I don't think they went that route, but they are going that route somewhere because I saw news on that Spider-Man's character.
I got a question for Kev Botrek. I thought Garfield did a good job. I mean, I didn't like the storyline of the first reboot, but it wasn't his fault. I thought he actually played Spider-Man pretty well. What do you think is behind this Marvel reasoning for rebooting and having a new actor? Couldn't he just play the role? He's already done it.
I think it comes down to money, honestly. The movies didn't do as good as they were hoping, and by proxy, Garfield was the scapegoat for it. I don't think we can necessarily blame him. Maybe it was, you know, people thought it was too soon for the first reboot, but
Jamie Foxx being Electro killed that.
Yeah, that didn't help either, I guess. But I think it just came down to especially because like comic book movies were really on the rise, and the Garfield movies just didn't do as good as maybe they were hoping.
I mean, just by association, it sucks for Garfield that he gets brought down with the Sony dismal performance of the second one, but again, I don't think there's anything he could have done any better. So let's see how Tom Holland does. I'm looking forward to it. Definitely having Spider-Man in the Marvel universe is the way to go with that character. All right, Carnage, what do you got for us this week?
Independence Day 2 title and plot details were announced today.
With a little more than a year to go until Roland Emmerich's Independence Day sequel reaches theaters, Fox invited a handful of journalists into the deserts of New Mexico to learn in-depth details about the latest extraterrestrial threat to our evolving planet. It's not going to be as easy as punching an alien in the face and welcoming them to Earth. That was 20 years ago. In 2016, we are going to have to brace for the Independence Day resurgence. The sequel's title is one of many things revealed by Emmerich and his all-star cast during a live telecast from Albuquerque, which the article writer was on hand to cover. Emmerich described Independence Day resurgence as a resurgence of the franchise and of this universe. He said that he hates sequels, so this is more of a reboot or an expansion of the existing world. Would that be a sequel? He says that we will see the globe come together to unite against a common enemy, an extraterrestrial enemy. Now, in my opinion, I think it's been way too long. There are so many iterations of this type of movie, like disaster-based movie. However, if you're looking on the other side of it, Jurassic Park did really good, and a lot of it was that nostalgia factor. So I think with the right cast, this could definitely do good. I would go see it just because of how much I enjoyed the first one. And yes, I know it's a dated movie and maybe you wouldn't enjoy it as much in your 30s. Kev Bochek's probably going to say that when I ask him. But I definitely think there is a market for this. It's going to be exciting. Carnage, let's get your thoughts.
I do know that in the article, it did say that it is going to be joined by Jeff Goldblum, Bill Pullman, Judd Hirsch, Vivica A. Fox, Brent Spiner, Angela Baby, Micah Monroe, Liam Hemsworth, Jesse Usher, and Sela Ward. So I don't know if that's all. I noticed Will Smith ain't on there, but I'm going to go see it. I was a big fan of the first one. I don't know how this one will do, but it seems like they have a good shot of making some money here. I mean, it was the first one of its time. It did a lot back in its time when it first came out. It was a new movie spin on things. Yeah, so I'm going to go see it. I think it's going to do good, man.
You know, all those cast members you mentioned, no offense to them, I'm sure they're great actors and actresses. That doesn't sound like a lot of star power to me. So it sounds like, yeah, like those guys would have came on board regardless because they need to like to eat. But like there's no big name celebrity that has joined the franchise yet. I'm sure they're going to cast somebody. There's definitely a lot of names. One, I'm thinking right away, The Rock. But so I'm sure there's somebody you can cast in this.
You don't think they'll try and get Will Smith back and maybe they just haven't said it yet?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think Will Smith would actually be detrimental to the franchise. He's not a really big name right now. He's had a lot of bad results recently. And I think it would hurt the franchise to bring him back, in my opinion. Start with some fresh blood, guy like The Rock. I know I keep going back to The Rock. I think he'd be perfect for it. Or you can get who's the fucking he's not British, he's Australian.
Gerard Butler?
Yeah, Gerard Butler. There's so many fucking action stars you can get. Get Arnold to do it now. But you can definitely get a big name attached to this. I say go without Will Smith, though. He's going to be detrimental to it. Kev, do you agree?
I don't know if he would be detrimental to it, but it's not going to be like 90s Will Smith where you're pretty much getting a box office hit. So, I don't know. I'm on the fence. He's not like he's box office poison. And maybe he would add a bit to it because, you know, he was the star of the original. But honestly, I don't think it's going to make a difference either way, one way or the other. People are going to see this or they're not going to see it, regardless of if Will Smith is in it.
That I disagree. I disagree big time on that. Heavy, let's get your thoughts.
I say get him for the movie, but he does not need to star.
Supporting character.
A supporting character or very little, just a cameo. Especially if this director doesn't like to make sequels. They can create a new storyline off someone else. I do like the idea of Gerard Butler. The only thing is, he is kind of falling off. He was riding high like 2010 or 2011. He's kind of, I can't remember the last movie he was in besides that one White House movie. Whatever which one it was.
But I think they're going to, I thought I heard something that Will Smith's character's son supposed to be in it. I don't know if that's...
Oh, God, no.
No. Not his... like, the character had a son, not Jaden Smith.
You know he's going to try to cast him, though, big time.
I don't think they would. Like, I don't want to say people are kind of against casting him, but I don't know. I don't think he... Like, there's that much of a want for Jaden Smith.
They do got to have some kind of explanation, though, because wasn't his wife Vivica Fox in that movie? And she's coming back.
Yeah, so it'll probably have... I don't think they kill off the character, but...
I was about to say, since he was in the military, they can always say, yep, he died.
I mean, the only other person I can think of is, like, a Wahlberg. A Wahlberg can probably do it. Or worst case, like a Vin Diesel, you know?
No, I think you were on the right path with... If they're going to get another ethnic, like, you know, not a white person, it probably will be The Rock then.
All right, Kev, what's your new story for this week?
My story is... The Rock being casted in a Rampage movie.
Yeah, it never ends with this guy, man. He's definitely hot right now. Dwayne Johnson will reteam with his San Andreas and Hercules producer, Bo Flynn, for New Line's live-action feature film adaptation to the classic 1986 arcade game Rampage. In the game, you play one of three giant monsters, a gorilla, a lizard, and a wolf, who smash buildings and wreak havoc on major cities, destroying helicopters, tanks, taxis, police cars, boats, and trolleys along the way. The project has been in the works since at least 2011, but has picked up steam recently. Johnson's involvement has now made it a priority. Ryan Engel from Nonstop has penned the script, while a director is now being sought. Filming is slated to begin next summer for a 2017 release. Johnson would shoot the film after he reprises his role of Hobbs in Fast and Furious 8. Remember playing this game, having a lot of fun. So it would definitely bring back some memories. I'm curious to see where they're going to go with it, because you're not just going to have lizards like eating shit in buildings for an hour and a half. And I'm kind of worried because, you know, how many video game iterations to movie have done well? I mean, you look at the horrible Resident Evil series, Tomb Raider. I haven't really seen one that's done extremely well. So. Who knows? I mean, I'm definitely going to stay open-minded for it. I think it's kind of funny. They're now just choosing random Nintendo games. Next we're going to have a Paperboy movie or, you know, a Contra or something. I don't know. Kebo Trek, let's get your thoughts.
My first thought when I read this was kind of reminds me of Battleship, where they're taking a very limited concept and trying to turn it into a movie. I mean, Battleship, it's as simple as it comes. And, you know, they create something here with aliens and all that. And I don't know what kind of direction they're going to go with Rampage, if it's going to be maybe something closer to like Pacific Rim or in that vein. But I guess I'm just really curious to see how they can, you know, get an hour and a half to 2 hour movie out of something that for all intents and purposes was a very simple, single-minded game.
And keep in mind, it's a 30-year-old NES game. It's not like the kids of today, or I don't even think Heavyset's time this game was out. So
actually, correction there. I do know they had a version for PlayStation 1 that was kind of which was kind of an updated version, and that I do remember playing.
But it doesn't seem like a game that's very relevant. Looks like they're kind of digging deep there for storylines. I don't know. But I'm Kebo Trek's way. I'm kind of curious. Carnage, you want to talk about this?
Yeah, actually, I was going to say, I actually have the game. My kids play it too. I'll be sure to check it out. I am curious as to what direction they're going to go, like you said, with the movie. And I cannot name one game movie for the life of me that has actually been something I can remember, evidently. But I'm going to definitely check it out. I don't know if this is going to be a game killer for The Rock, though, because, I mean, he's kind of riding high. Something like that can be a hit or miss. So I don't know what that's going to do for him in the long run, though.
I don't know what Rock's thinking. But, you know, I mean, if this bombs, this could really doom his career.
Yeah, I agree. And I appreciate the pun. All right, this is for me, actually. Deadpool creator compares film to a Quentin Tarantino movie. Given that Deadpool is a character unlike any other in comics, we expect this upcoming solo film to have the same kind of standing in the comic book movie genre. It's not just that the feature will be R-rated, which we have seen before with titles like Punisher Warzone, but also that the titular anti-hero has a style and sense of humor very different from most superheroes. So what kind of tone should we be anticipating in the movie? According to Deadpool's co-creator, we should get something akin to the voice of the great Quentin Tarantino. Rob Liefeld, who teamed with Fabian Nassi, whatever, in 1991 to create the red and black clad Merc with the mouth, was a guest at the amazing Las Vegas Comic-Con this weekend and was discussing the upcoming movie that the artist made the interesting and exciting announcement, first joking that he won't be taking his own daughter to see the finished Deadpool when it comes out. It's actually, in my opinion, a good sign. Liefer said, Deadpool's pretty hardcore. It's pretty awesome. When I first read it, though, this is the voice of Tarantino in a comic book movie, which is perfect because Deadpool is more crime-oriented, action-oriented, obviously, and Tarantino has got a great sense of humor. I think this is very, very good news for all fans of Deadpool. There was a lot of concern that they toned down the violence and the language and all the sex kind of stuff. For whoever reads the comic, that's what this guy is. He's a fourth wall breaker, psycho fucking, just really dark humor. And in order for this movie to do well, it's going to have to go down that line. And it is going down that line. I think it's fantastic. Anybody else want to discuss?
Where's my chimichangas?
Yes, sir.
I'm actually pretty excited for this movie. I really am glad that they kind of wiped away, I guess, the X-Men past by doing Days of Future Past and all that, because it kind of reslated a lot of things. Because originally what they did with Wade Wilson, it was blasphemy. I can't believe it went that route with Ryan Reynolds' character. Because originally when I first saw that movie, I think that was X-Men Origins, I thought we were actually going to see Deadpool come to life in his suit, but he ends up becoming this mutant hybrid thing, whatever the fuck he was. But I'm glad. I've seen a lot of pictures. I personally like Ryan Reynolds, some of his humor, not any recent movies or nothing, but past Ryan Reynolds. So I'm really hoping he can bring justice to this role.
You know what? I think with a good script, I think Ryan Reynolds is perfect for the role. He's just a fucking smart ass. And given the right tools, I think he can definitely pull off a great performance.
It seems to be the comparison we use a lot now, but I'm glad they're not Expendables 3-ing it.
Yeah, no, you definitely cannot be too light with this. You destroy the property.
Yeah, exactly. So it's nice that they at least realize that, okay, you might get some, you know, less kids in, but you're going to make the target audience for this movie, you know, really happy and want to go see it. Because it's not an Avengers. It's not something like that. You're looking, like you said, that fourth wall breaker, that kind of R-rated stuff. So, yeah, you might lose some of the kids and a bit of merchandise, but I think you'll make up for it because the core audience will be that much more interested in seeing it and buying other stuff related to it.
Agreed. Fucking right. Deadpool, here we come. Let's get into it. We got no movie review this week, so let's go straight into the box office. Break it down. All right. Second week in a row, first place, Jurassic Park. This weekend, Kebo Trek, $106.5 million. Are you surprised at this number?
After the first week, honestly, no. Maybe people were expecting a bigger drop, but I think...
I was thinking like 60% drop, but it was under 50.
I think it had a bit of like... It reminded me a bit of what happened with Avatar, where people are seeing it because everyone else saw it. And I think that might be part of the reason we've all discussed this. Nobody expected it to get anywhere near what it got. And I think once that happened, it's going to just kind of make other people who are kind of on the fence go see it, because, you know, they're thinking, okay, this many people went to see it, maybe I should see it too. And by the time we're done, it's going to be probably, I would say, the third or fourth highest grossing movie of all time, which is simply mind boggling.
It's got a total domestic of 402, worldwide gross of about a billion. 2 weeks out, pretty good. Inside Out came in second place with $90 million. Spy came in third with $11 million, down 28%. Total domestic gross of $75 million. San Andreas came in fourth place. $8.7 million total domestic of $132. Heavy Set's Dope, little shy of his $40 million prediction, came in with $6.1 million. Insidious Chapter...
but it was right on par with my top five.
Yep. Insidious Chapter 3, sixth place, $4 million, total domestic of $45. Pitch Perfect 2 continuing to make money, $3.5 million, total domestic of $177. In eighth place, Mad Max earned another $3 million for total domestic of $143. Avengers, ninth place, with $2.8 million with a total domestic of $449. And rounding off the top 10, My Tomorrowland, $2.2 million with a total domestic of $87 million. Upcoming movies for this week, we got two big ones. Start off with one that I'm definitely going to check out because I love the first one. This is Ted 2.
Happily ever after only exists in fairy tales. Yet a talking teddy bear is about to marry his girlfriend.
I now pronounce you teddy bear and wife. May kiss the bear.
Proving that Americans don't give a crap about anything.
So I got some big news.
Tammy Lynn and I are gonna have a baby.
That's awesome. Wait, how do you guys...
We need a sperm donor.
What is that? What are you doing?
I'm getting ready, dude.
What do you mean getting ready? What are you doing with your hand?
I'm doing this for you. So when I get in there, I can just bust it out.
What, you think you are, Red Lobster?
Hey, Johnny, you did it.
Right here, buddy.
Catch.
What the...
Dude, that's somebody's kid.
Fight the shit! Dude, it's my eyes. I'm blinking it in.
Oh, wait. I'm gonna take a picture and post it on Facebook.
What?
Hashtag Grr Monday.
Help me!
Oh my God, Teddy, look at this. It's as if we want to have a baby, you're going to have to prove you're a person in a court of law.
This is a nightmare.
We got to fight it. We'll get a lawyer and we'll sue the government for your civil rights.
I'm Samantha Jackson. You must be Ted.
Yeah, Samantha Jackson. What's your middle name?
Leslie.
Oh my God, you're Sam L. Jackson.
That's great. I mean, just like Sam L. Jackson.
Who is that?
You ever seen any movie ever? He's the black guy.
They've denied you the same rights as everybody else just because you're different.
Can you get me my life back?
Ted, do you believe you have a soul?
What did you think I would do at this moment?
Objection.
Overruled. You want to be human in the eyes of the law. The important thing about being human is making a contribution to society.
Where the hell's my coffee? You're not building rockets. Figure it out.
I'm a prick. $20, I can toss a cookie crisp into that guy's ass crack.
Do it.
I'm gonna do it.
Oh my God. Who did that?
Oh.
Sir, I apologize for my 5-year-old child. Bad Butch, you sit there and eat your fish nuggets.
Fishy nuggy.
Ask you a few test questions. Now you're ready.
Yep, bring it on.
Do you consider yourself to be human?
Objection.
Sustained.
No, the witness can't object.
Overruled.
Sidebar.
Guilty.
Speculation.
Hearsay.
Bailiff.
Briefcase.
Disregard.
In my chamber.
Stop Beaver on the witness.
Arrest.
We could totally be lawyers.
Bang.
Yeah, the fucking yay for me all the way. And the only thing is, it gives up a lot of the plot, obviously, but you don't really go to a comedic movie for the plot. I'm just hoping they didn't put too many of the jokes in that trailer. But knowing Seth MacFarlane, this seems a pretty toned down version. So I'm guessing there's a lot more jokes and profanity in it. So definitely yay for me, Kebo.
Yeah, I'll definitely be seeing this with the lady. I really enjoyed the first one. So looking forward to this.
If you'd like a third wheel, give me a shout. Carnage, your name.
I am packing the bong and heading to theaters.
Hopefully not at the same time.
No.
Well, depending on your laws there.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to say for all law purposes, not on the way there.
Gotcha. Heavy.
This one's a nay for me.
Fuck you. You're going to bet.
Yeah, I'll probably go say this. This is definitely yay.
4 stars. Everybody's into it. We got one more coming out. It's on my movie draft. We're not going to talk about too much about the numbers yet. But feel good fucking dog army. So it taps on like everything that people love in the States, which is fighting fucking dogs, Afghanistan. This is Max.
What's this to stay put?
No
voice of a dog, the heart of a Marine. Sounds like a hero to me.
We're so proud of you both.
Oh, you hear that, Max? Say hi.
Come say goodbye to your brother.
Justin.
Leave him be. I'm just over here dealing with a minor insurgency. He's trying to save the whole universe.
I thought I was going to see you at work this morning, 8 a.m. And waste my summer.
Dad, what are they doing here?
Max bonded so closely with Kyle, he can't work with anyone else.
Are you sure you want to do this? I gotta go take care of that dog. Won't even let me touch him.
I can come over and show you a few tricks. Ooh. Max just has to know that you want him. To start.
So was Max like a bad dog?
Max was as good a dog as ever passed through this facility.
Animals can come down with post-traumatic stress, the same as people can.
Shh. Max, it's okay, it's okay.
I've told a million lies, but now I tell a single truth.
Yeah, boy.
There's you in everything I do.
I want to tell you how sorry I am. Dog was the best friend that I ever had.
Tyler's someone you should stay away from. I'm talking about some bad business here.
Your brother always wanted to be a hero. Look where it got him. What do you got in those crates?
Dad's left a really weird message and just disappeared.
So let's do this.
Max, go search.
It's just a kid and his dog out there. Let's go.
I'm not gonna leave here without my dad.
We got the Air Jordan of dogs here, man.
Stay? Just do you fall asleep?
You've been out here all night?
I don't want to talk about it.
Feel good movie of the year. Definitely pro-USA. Dog, post-war drama. I didn't pay a lot for this movie. I hope it does well. And it's actually probably going to be a cheapy Tuesday for me. I'm kind of curious about this. Worst case in Netflix, but I definitely want to check this out eventually. Kebo Trek.
Sorry, you can probably guess what this is for me.
Okay, anti-American scum. Carnage.
I'm probably going to check it out. I don't know about in theater, but I'll come around to it. It looks like it could be all right movie. Pretty funny little clips here and there.
Yeah, rental, Netflix maybe. Heavy set.
This is definitely a Netflix for me.
Cool. Everybody else, go check it out, please. It's on my movie draft list. Let's get into DVDs for this week.
DVD release.
Coming out Tuesday, June 23rd. Well, we got a couple. The Forger, that's the one with Travolta that I think got really bad reviews from what I understand. Yeah, so the tomato meter is 6% with the audience giving it a score of 34. Yeah, it seemed kind of cheesy when I saw it, saw the trailer for it. So, you know, look at it at your own risk. As well, this week we have Survivor, which looks like a Pierce Brosnan spy kind of James Bond-esque kind of movie. That also has a tomato score of 6% and an audience score of 30. So, yeah, I might even check it out just out of curiosity, maybe a download, because I'm a fan of Brosnan. But fortunately, not too much this week. If you're curious, though, check out one of those two. Okay, let's get into the movie draft.
Hello. Good morning.
Let's go. Let's go.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
We have a new leader due to the increasing revenue of Jurassic Park. Andre is now in the lead with $546 million, overtaking Karp, who is currently in second place, with $496 million. Old school myself is in third place with $331. Kebo Trek's in fourth place with $183. Heavy set, still with a lot of movies to go in fifth place at 183. And if we're counting Mop, who's currently the only home game player, he would actually be in first place if we were playing the draft with us. So we might have to recruit him for the next draft. All right, let's review our picks for last week. The two picks were actually, we had predicted for Inside Out and for Dope. Let's go back into Red Book and see what we picked for Inside Out, which made $90 million, by the way. Eek is Inside Out, which I've paid $21 for, And I'm predicting an opening of 190 million. Suck it, by the way. I got it on the fucking million.
That's why you played the clip?
Absolutely. I'm going to play the other clip too, but I'm predicting Inside Out makes 90 million. Heavy set, what's your number?
For Inside Out?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to go 80.
Kebbo.
I'm looking at high 60s, maybe like 60.
Kebbo, once again, incorrect.
67, 68.
Carp?
I'm going to say mid-70s, around 75.
Nope, wrong.
Yeah, I think you might be right on that. Maybe a little too optimistic.
He was wrong.
You know what? It's been a little while since we had an animated movie, so I think it's going to do well.
Also at this week is Heavy's Dope, which he paid $5 for.
Nope.
What do you... What? What's wrong, man?
No, we're not playing this part. No, we're not.
No, we're playing it. We're playing it. Predicting for this week, Abby. It, by the way, it made 6. Let's see what our predictions were.
I think good 40.
40? Dude, what the fuck?
Yeah, I said let's not talk about this, okay?
Are you fucking insane?
I Kev Bo, no. Okay?
Kev.
I'm guessing it's definitely going to be under 10. I'm going to say about 6.
Oh, look at that. Yeah. He hit it.
I know the black market.
Yeah, right. Kebbo Trek, king of the black market. All right. So there we go. And I fucked up the clip. I think Carp picked 7 or something.
A friend of mine went to go see it, and he actually said it was really dumb.
There you go. You didn't miss much, I guess. But it's going to be a rental for me. I'm going to check it out. Curiosity factor. We have 2 movies coming out this week. And let's go back in our red book. Max. I've spent $6 on Max, Dog American Hero. I think it makes a debut of 22, Kebbo.
I'm going to go exactly half of that and go 11 million.
Not a fan of the American Dog war drama. The thing is, it doesn't really have a big name. So you could be right on that one. But I'm betting a little high. I'm betting for the pro-American audience to go see it in a bit higher numbers than you're saying. I'm 22, Kebbo's 11, Carnage.
I'm going to say, give me 18 million.
18 million. The Nostradamus of old school at the movies. Heavy set. What are you looking at here?
10.
10 million. All right. So I'm the only one going a little high there. Okay. And we also have The Outskirts. What's The Outskirts? Did that get pushed? That got pushed back, eh?
What is that?
I thought there was a few movies that got pushed. Didn't Magic Mike got pushed to a different date too? When it was originally scheduled to go on?
Yeah, I think The Outskirts got pushed. Let me check here. Andre might be in trouble. November 6th. Unfortunately, Andre has lost The Outskirts. So like you said, it's not going to be the end of the world for him.
I mean, how much did he pay for it?
He spent... $3.
Oh, so
he spent $3. That was probably going to make 5. So, yeah, sorry, Andre, you lost one. Okay, so Outskirts out. Ted 2, I'm predicting 75, Kev.
That's almost, I was going to say 72, so pretty much the same thing.
Carnage.
Man, this is a tough one. Let me go 80.
Heavy.
69.
All right. We'll play this clip next week to see who was right. And who is heavy? Okay, let's get into feedback.
You never go ass to mouth.
You've never gone ass to mouth.
You never go ass to mouth.
I've never gone ass to mouth.
Got 3 tweets this week. First one, AA Andy Anderson. I thought the movie Get Hard was going to be dumb, but it was really funny, and I thought it was one of the best Will Ferrell movies. I thought it was quite funny, too. Have you guys checked this out?
It lost me at Will Ferrell.
I don't even remember it.
I currently have it on my flash drive. I think I've gotten halfway through. But I will say, Andy Anderson, you are a fucking idiot because Step Brothers is probably the best Will Ferrell movie.
Yeah, I actually like the other guys a lot when he plays kind of the straight man. I thought he does a good job with that, too.
Have you seen the preview for the movie him and Mark Wahlberg are about to do?
No, I haven't.
It's based off of Mark Wahlberg is the father to these children. I guess he was in jail or something. Will Ferrell is now the stepdad. And Mark Wahlberg comes into the house to stay there and puts him through hell. It actually looks pretty freaking funny, man.
No, those two are really good together. And it's Will Ferrell, Kevin, not Farrell. Get it right. Devil Vamp, nice job with the predictions. Ha ha ha. Hashtag OSATM. What a fucking jobber you are at oldmovies.net.
Yeah, he blasted me because of my Jurassic Park. I said again it would not be number one, and again it was number one. So I'm just with Jurassic Park, I'm just not saying anything anymore because it's going to be, it's just going to make me look stupid again.
What are you talking about, man? You fucking devil vamp, man. You fucking shut up, shut up. Everybody shut up.
I mean, it was waiting for your devil vamp, man.
Heating up a burrito probably or something.
What? Double A Andy. What? Do your devil vamp.
I'm not in the mood. Okay. I'm in too good of a mood. I don't want to do it.
You do it the best. Okay, Andy Anderson, Will Ferrell's fiance in Get Hard was getting me hard when she was in her lingerie. Hashtag OSATM.
Hashtag TMI.
Seriously. Thanks for sharing, though. Double A, Andy Anderson. All right, plugs, heavy thoughts. Heavy thoughts. Heavy set, plugs, final thoughts.
No, I got nothing. Absolutely nothing. Not that like, I could tell people to go to TrendingTopicsNetwork.com, check out some great shows like the Fraudcast, Trending Mobile Technology, and Fat Ninja Game Talk Radio, where, yeah.
Fat Ninja Game Talk Radio?
Yeah, because you were still around when that was on the original feed.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
What are we talking about?
Fuck, I don't even want to ask him.
Yeah, probably best not to.
Fuck you. You literally have, you're the least prepared person I've ever met in my life. You come on a show, no link, no nothing. You sound like you're in a toilet bowl half the fucking time. And I just ask you to fucking say a final thought, a plug, anything. Like, you're fucking garbage.
For 1 week, you can't come with like a Jerry Springer final thought. Like,
just anything. He's come up with something, man.
I should.
Fuck. Carnage.
But it's kind of my gimmick now not to.
Yeah, it's your gimmick to be a fucking retard. Carnage.
Follow me at Carnage0228 on Twitter, and make sure this week you go to @VoteWIRX and make sure you vote Carnage.
No.
Yeah, vote. No. Hold on. Wait.
Okay,
what?
Wait. Where's the voting?
Hashtag. Going? It's hashtags now, dumbass.
Oh, well, fuck.
It'll be hashtag WIRX Carnage.
Yeah.
No, it's hashtag WIRX Mountie.
Wrong.
Thank you.
Actually, it's hashtag WIRX Heavy. I'm the one counting the votes, so.
Actually, yes. Hashtag
collusion.
WIRX Heavy. That's one match. And then hashtag WIRX Carnage. Put it in the red book.
Hashtag conspiracy. All right. Don't listen to Carnage. So for Kebo Trek, Carnage, and Heavy Set, this is Old School. Thank you very much for listening.
In the grand tradition of the Carmen Sandiego theme song,
she sneaks around the world from Vienna to Carolina.
That Pentatonix video and the Police Academy guy comes the best film of all time about making noises with your mouth. Pitch Perfect. Meet Becca, a snarky, pretentious wannabe DJ who hates her dad for paying her tuition.
You're going to get a college education first. For free.
Hates this cute guy for flirting with her.
I don't need your help, okay? Can you back off?
Hates these girls for asking her to join their club.
And we sing all over the world and we compete in national championships. On purpose.
Hates her job for making her do any work.
This sucks. I wanted to play music.
And hates movies. All of them.
What the hell is wrong with you? How do you not like movies?
She'll be
That reminds me of somebody.
Pressured into joining the Barden Bellas, a down-on-its-luck a cappella group full of one-dimensional stereotypes like the slut.
I have a lot of sex.
The lesbian.
It started when I broke up with my girlfriend.
Whoa, there it is.
The mean girl.
Could you please get your head out of your ass? It's not a hat.
The kooky foreigner.
I ate my twin in the womb.
And the fat one. But if you think it's mean-spirited and lazy to laugh at a girl for being fat, don't worry. She does it to herself, so it's totally okay.
What's your name?
Fat Amy.
Feel the fat power!
I'm doing horizontal running.
I'm gonna finish you like a cheesecake.
Don't put me down for cardio.
My real name is Fat Patricia.
Get it? She's fat.
Travel to a fantasy version of college, where everyone gets giant luxurious dorm rooms and no one goes to class. Where the students actually like and respect a cappella groups.
We are the kings of campus!
Singing a cappella leads to fame and success.
John Mayer just asked me to sing backup.
One time we sang backup Prince.
And a cappella is so popular, it sells out giant venues with 2 full-time commentators, 4 judges, and an audience of people who are losing their shit just to be there. You know what would make this show better? Instruments. So laugh along with some surprisingly funny moments. Then cringe at a script so acca full of forced in acca puns, you want to acca punch someone in the face.
Get rid of all the acca politics.
My fellow acca people.
And we're gonna have acca children.
Hands in, acca bitches.
Acca believe it.
Acca huddle now.
Acca awesome.
Acca excuse me?
Acca excuse me?
Acca excuse me?
Acca awkward.
Acca enough. Acca stop it. Acca great, you've got me acca doing it. Acca. Acca starring Anna Kendrick Lamar, The Exorcist, the guy your girlfriend likes, the guy your boyfriend likes, Rick Tamlin, Effie Trinket, Christopher Guest Star, and Reblissa Wilcarthy, Mean Gleeks.
Reblissa Wilcarthy.
Ouch, that was so harsh, guys. But I will say it definitely could have used more Flula, no? Wait, didn't CinemaSins already do this video like a week ago?